junior driver with the BMW New Zealand team. He was a multiple class champion.
How he got away with that is unbelievable.
Oh my goodness. Monumental rollover for Richards.
Look at the damage on that car.
Richards has a look around the outside. Now he'll have a look at the inside. He's right up behind the number one Holden Racing Team Commodore.
Down the inside goes Jason Richards.
Oh, the bus goes. Jason Richards can't salvage it from there.
Third place, Jason Richards. His best result of the year after some tough times.
Jason Richards win at Winton.
Jason Richards desperately wants a pole position for his career, and he'll get it.
In second place, Greg Murphy and Jason Richards.
Jason Richards and Cam McConville, the team BOC.
Jason Richards and Andrew Jones.
Been a long time coming, but it must feel pretty good.
It's amazing. It's just to have all these cameras in my face for a change. I've gone missing over the last couple of race meetings.
It's been a white knuckle ride for Car 8. Does Jason Richards get up to the top? You bet he does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're only as good as your last effort. Murph and I just love this joint. I've known we had potential, and we've finally got there, and I reckon we'll be a fair chance for 2009, so watch this space. Wow, what an emotional podium, you know, for us. The team stuck by me, and my friends, and my sponsors, and my family. And it's very, very special for me.
Racing has given me, you know, the psychological support I guess I've needed over the years to be able to fight this. My team has been amazing. Kim and Brad Jones, they've stood by me. Ultimately, you know, I've never been worried about dying in the race car, and you've seen my antics over the years. You know, I'm prepared to take my life to the line on a race car, and effectively I'm treating cancer the same.
This one is a win for the ages. He's doing it tough, Jason Richards, but there will be a smile on his dial. You are a star, JR, and Richards will win on the streets of Adelaide. The fans love it, we love it, he loves it. That's a special one.
The support everybody has given me has been unbelievable. And I think this is the beautiful thing about our championship. It gets lost because we get so competitive. But I think ultimately when we get ourselves down, we are part of a bigger family. And I think what I've gone through, and I guess what the sport's demonstrated to me, is that the sport's got a very big heart. When you're mentally battling with general things in life, things like having to write in the next 30 years of my daughter's birthday cards, these types of things are really challenging to commit yourself, because it's sort of putting your hand up and saying, yeah, right, I'm probably going to die very shortly. When I'm behind the race car, a wheel of a racing car, I'm just focused on what's outside the windscreen, and I feel normal, I feel like I was, and it's really uplifting. With some good results as well, which I've had in the last few race meetings, has also, and of course with Brody's win, putting me on the podium, you know, those are moments of life I'll never forget. And it's just when it's late morning hours, when you're waking up in pain, those are types of experiences what will help you get through it. I think also it's important for me to not feel sick the whole time, you know, to be sitting on the couch. Because I think if you sit on the couch, you feel sicker than what you really are. You're out there doing it, you know, some days I don't want to get out of bed because I'm in pain or I'm so tired. But, this gives me a reason to get out of bed, gives me a reason to go race a car, gives me a reason to stay fit. These things are things which I'm utilising in my fight against this cancer. You know, I've taken away from this year so far the chance to be able to spend more time with my family, spend more time, you know, smell the flowers, as they say. You know, I've slowed right down. I've got a different life going, different priorities. Charlotte, my wife and I just get on so much better than we ever have done. I think it's because, you know, we don't fight over the little things anymore. You know, like this whole thing scaled everything in perspective. I've had the opportunity to catch up with so many more friends and people, And the bid for Jace functions, you know, from the horse racing at Sandown, and the Witches and Britches night we had the other night. They've been fun events where lots and lots of my friends have been at and supporters. So, you know, we're a like-minded crew having fun together. And, you know, I don't think we do that enough these days. And so, yeah, it's been an enjoyable time. I've done some amazing things. I've driven lots of different race cars, not just V8 supercars. And I've seen my team get on the podium, and I've, you know, been to the States and seen around Detroit and Michigan and things which, you know, I wouldn't have gone that way unless cancer had taken me. So, look, it hasn't been all bad. You know, I've had an enjoyable year. The best part of my year will be obviously if I get a chance to put this cancer in its place. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Just forget the world.